CKT, we're still taking donations. We are a community radio station. We cannot prosper without you guys' contributions. So you go to CKT.ca, donate some change if you want to keep hearing the More in Detail. You know, we need to start a petition. The More in Detail need to run from Monday to Friday. I'm trying to think about what would that number look like?
19 to protect us. Over time, the antibodies created after vaccination have been found to decrease. While we still have good protection against severe illness, a booster dose produces more antibodies that can help to strengthen our immune response. A booster dose is the best way to help protect yourself against severe illness related to COVID-19. Learn more and book your booster dose at canada.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the Government of Canada.
Cinema Politica invites you to a free in-person screening of Dope is Death, followed by a discussion with director Mia Donovan, April 4th. In 1973, Dr. Mutulu Shakur, along with fellow Black Panthers and the Young Lords, combined community health with radical politics to create the first acupuncture detoxification program in America. This form of radical harm reduction was a revolutionary act towards the government programs that transfixed the lives of Black and Brown communities throughout the South Bronx. This film tells the story. Join us on Monday, April 4th, 7 p.m., room H110, 1455 de Maisonneuve West. Donations encouraged, cinemapolitica.org, or find us on social media. This is a CKUT Radio co-presentation.
This is Monica Passos for CKUT.
Stop putting your TV set on, please.
Doobie-doobie-doo. Bye-bye.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good morning, welcome. This is Jazz Muck.
Thank you.
Celebration Rhythms from Wadada Leo Smith and Milford Graves, and that starts this morning's edition of Jazz Amok. Good morning. Welcome. We are celebrating. We're getting very close to reaching our goal, our fundraising goal of $35,000. The drive officially came to an end on last Sunday, but we're getting really close. Money is still coming in, and if you haven't done it yet, do so. Support CKUT. As I say, good morning. This is Jazz Amok, another Friday morning right here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and all around the world at www.ckut.ca. Celebration Rhythms, yes, indeed. From Wadada Leo Smith, who, well, the announcement was already made, but the lineup is out. He will be one of the celebrated artists at this year's Vision Festival in June in New York and in Brooklyn. And in Victoriaville, the full grid, if you will, has been published. And we can see who is playing when, all the dates and times and prices for the Victo Festival are up. So lots of cause for celebration this morning in the free jazz realm, if you will. We're going to start off with some brand new free jazz from Mary Halverson, who will be in Victoriaville with this project, one of two projects she'll be presenting in Victoriaville, as I check the date, just to be sure. It's on May 11th, Saturday, May 11th. She's performing with a sextet, which is what we're going to hear, and also in a sextet augmented with a string quartet. Amaryllis is the name of this project, and from this project we're going to hear Night Shift. Mary Halverson at guitar, Patricia Brennan at the vibraphone, Nick Dunstan at the bass, Thomas Fujiwara at the drums, Jacob Garchik at the trombone, and Adam O'Farrell at the trumpet. Once again, Mary Halverson and Night Shift.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Core, the name of that piece from Swedish improvisers Lisa Uhlin, Elsa Bergman, and Anna Lund from a fine release just out on Relative Pitch, release entitled Space. Prior to that, sound artist, creator Liz Albi, and something from her new release also out on Relative Pitch, a release entitled Ryle to the Moon was the name of that piece. Liz, plays electronics, trumpet, some quadraphonic trumpet as well, voice, and also incorporates field recordings and acoustic homemade instruments. Liz Albi, Ryle, just down on Relative Pitch. Prior to that, Oliver Lake, Graham Haynes, Joe Fonda, and Barry Alstuhl, the OGJB Quartet, but of course, from their second outing, this one entitled Ode to O, and that was OGJB number 3, with Graham Haynes providing electronics and cornet, of course. Joe Fonda at double bass, Mr. Alstuhl at the drums and percussion, and Oliver Lake, who is also being celebrated at the Vision Festival this coming June, was heard of at, of course, alto saxophone. Prior to that, a brand new one from Thomas Fujiwara, and his double trio, basically, Double Up, a new release entitled March, just out on Firehouse 12, and features Taylor Ho Bynum at the trumpet and Ralph Alessi at trumpet, Brandon Seabrook and Mary Halverson at the guitars, Thomas Fujiwara and Gerald Cleaver are the two drummers. Silhouettes in Smoke was the piece we heard. Tony Malaby's Sabino before that, from a brand new release, The Cave of Winds, out on Pyroclastic. We heard Tony Malaby at tenor and soprano saxophones, Ben Maunder at guitar, Tom Rainey at the drums, and Michael Formanek at the double bass. Recrudescence was the piece we took from The Cave of Winds. Gordon Gordina before that, from a solo outing, taking on the music of Tim Byrne, Oddly Enough is what it's called, and it's out on his own Attaboy Girl imprint. Snippet was the piece we heard, and Gardina at guitars of all ilks, and some processing as well, and some oud and some dobro, and Mr. Gardina, of course, presenting a double bill, like Mary, at this year's Victoriaville International Festival of Music Actuelle. And Mary, before that, from Amaryllis, the new release, soon to be released on Nonesuch Recordings, major coup for her, I would imagine, and a piece entitled Night Shift. This is Jazz Amok right here on the Day Shift, as usual on a Friday morning, right here, 9 to 11 on CKUT. John B., your host. Hope you're enjoying the music, and we've got a bunch of new stuff, a couple old ones coming up as well. Do stay tuned. We got a bit of information to pass on to you.
What's the matter? Is everything all right? That's okay. I've got just the right thing for you. KUT 90.3 FM.
BTW and live theater is back. Black Theater Workshop and La Manufacture present Pipeline. We are back after 2 years with a dual language presentation of the off-Broadway hit Pipeline by Dominique Morisseau, translation by Mishka Lavigne. Pipeline shares the story of Nia, a single mother and teacher dedicated to the success of her students and her teenage son Omari. Tensions are mounting at his school, and Nia must find a way to rediscover her connection with her son and his connection with himself. Pipeline will be presented at Théâtre La Licorne from April 12th to 23rd in English and April 26th to May 8th in French. For tickets, call 514-523-2246 or visit théâtrelalicorne.com. This is a Black Theater Workshop production and a CKUT co-presentation.
Cette pièce de piano peut vous sembler bien banale. À moins que l'on vous dise que c'est Jeanne, encore prof à 81 ans, qui l'a apprise à la petite Chloé lors de ses cours cette semaine. Le Québec est riche de ses aînés. Reconnaissons leur contribution. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Good. Great. Not bad at all. A-OK. Tickety-boo. Fine, thanks. All good. It's going gangbusters. Just great. When people ask us how we're doing, we often say fine, even if it's not always the case. If you aren't fine, say something. To get help, call InfoSocial 811. Because talking is the first step towards getting better. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
CKUT, Henry Grimes. And stay tuned for more of the most aesthetic things, feelings in the world.
This is Jazz Amok, right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Playlist available at jazzamok.blogspot.ca if you're interested in all the details on the music played here in the program on a weekly basis. And we got some brand new stuff. Second pre-release track from the forthcoming Chess Smith release on Pyroclastic Records. Interpret It Well, I believe, is going to be the title of the album. We have another track just released. Clear Major is what it's called. And we're going to hear Chess Smith at the drums, of course. Bill Frisell joining him at the guitar. Matt Maneri at the viola. And Craig Taborn at the keyboards. Once again, Clear Major. All right, here in Jazz Amok. Thank you.